KMCH HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
Your life reimagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Voices of Soul. Join Gene and Lori for intuitive advice and assistance in all areas of your life, combining years of experience in the psychic and healing arts, and helping you find your answers and create the reality you desire and deserve.
They got nothing on you.
248-545 Soul.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
And Gene Adrian will be back with us on June 25th. So in the meantime, I'm going to have a couple more guests today. I think we've had her before. We have Nancy Arruda, who is my in-house astrologer, who the two of us kind of have a lot of fun talking about different things that are going on. But when you call in today, whether you call in or go on to Instant Feedback, send us your date of birth, because Nancy likes to look up your astrology to connect in with who you are. So Nancy's from UniversalSky.com. We're always happy to have you, Nancy. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So if you want Jean Adrian, she will be back on June 25th. And of course, you can always look her up on her website, jeanadrian.com. All right. Okay. So is it today that Jupiter went into Gemini?
Yes, it went in today.
And we have two new moons in Gemini this month. Two new moons in a calendar year, anyway.
Right. Two new moons in the sign of Gemini, but one was in May. Yay. On May 20th. It was also the solar eclipse. Right. And then there is one coming up on June the 19th, which is also towards the end of the sign of Gemini, but it's still in Gemini.
And we've had like a lot. We have a lot of stuff in Gemini right now, don't we?
We do. Like the sun is. Yeah, it's been a crazy Gemini year, let me tell you. The sun is still in Gemini until June 20th, and this is based on Eastern Daylight Time, so it'll be there until 7:08 p.m. So we're working with, you know, interacting our ego and our sense of spirit with this style of communication. So a lot of communication issues coming up. Venus is still retrograde in the sign of Gemini. So it's really about how do you communicate to yourself around your values and beliefs. And with Jupiter shifting into the sign of Gemini, it's shifting up the energy again. It will be there until it moves into the sign of Cancer on June 25th, 2013. So we have a whole year of Jupiter in Gemini. And Jupiter really doesn't like the sign of Gemini because Jupiter is naturally ruled by the sign of Sagittarius. So it's really about higher knowledge and expansion and experiencing what you know. And Gemini is more the logical component of information. So it's what you're studying and what you're learning and what is logical, where Jupiter's about experience. So here we're having some form of logical experience. So the two energies kind of oppose each other on some level. But in the way that we can look at it in a good nature is the nature and development of one's higher mental attributes beyond the rational facilities of the mind. So we're going to go higher with our thought process. We're going to think bigger in terms of, you know, what is it that you desire to create? Go big, think big. Okay. And then of course, tap into that feeling that goes with it. Mercury or Gemini is about communicating your ideas, where Jupiter seeks the basis of where these ideas are coming from. So we need to, you know, not just communicate our ideas, but also where are our ideas coming from? Are they coming from us? Are they coming from an outside source? You know, where can you find the core or identity of where those thoughts and ideas are coming from?
Right.
So it should be interesting. We shall see what happens with Jupiter and Gemini. Mm-hmm. If you're a Sagittarius, then you're strongly influenced by Gemini. You may find that, you know, you're tripping up on your tongue like I am today, or at least I think I am.
You're doing fine.
Okay. I feel like I'm tripping on my tongue. So anyways, yeah, that kind of vibe.
Well, Yeah, and I guess, you know, obviously it depends where Gemini is in your chart and how it impacts you, how different astrologers, some use like it as the sun sign, like your astrology, they look at the Western from the sun sign. So Gemini is in a great place for me in that aspect, but not necessarily, well, Gemini is my moon. So, yeah. I don't even know. I don't even know that I want to go in there right now. I'm just going to go with what the sun people say. Because that doesn't sound good as I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. No, it should be fine. Well, you're going to have, when Jupiter does hit your moon, what would happen is there would be like a exuberant amount of emotion. Okay. Or lots of emotion. The dynamic to really communicate both verbally and emotionally in a very big way. Because Jupiter amplifies things.
That's just awesome. Thanks, Nancy. I'm so looking forward to that.
And well, you know what?
When it happens, okay? So that I don't have anything that I have to really... It's in my 11th house of friends. Friends? Is that what it is? Friends?
Well, let's just, you know, set the intention that the emotion's a happy, happy, joy, joy type of emotion. So it can be bigger than normal.
Yeah, because we know that life has been happy, happy, joy, joy for so long now. But if you have any questions, we know that everybody is kind of going through a lot of different stuff, especially with Venus still in retrograde. And I know that comes out of, what's it, the 26th?
27th, I believe.
Seriously?
Let me do a double check here. Where's my, uh-oh. I'll do a double check in a minute.
Okay. Maybe we might do it over the break even. But yeah, that causes, you know, a lot of depression in women, and it kind of, I think it's been influencing me, but I've been going through so much that it's really hard to know what exactly has been influencing me. But we know that, you know, things have been tough for a lot of different people. And so we're here. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. If you come in on instant feedback, just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know. And because I have Nancy here, add in your date of birth, okay? Because the date of birth will allow her to connect in with you. And we do really great team readings this way. So we'll both give you an added little bonus. But, yeah, definitely let us know your date of birth. Have you found it yet, Nancy?
I have. It is June 27th at 11:06 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
Okay. Oh, maybe so GM time, is it? No, that would still be the 27th.
Yep.
I wonder where the 26th came from in my head. Okay.
I thought it was the 27th. When you said the 26th, you threw me off. And I'm like, no. See, Jupiter and Gemini.
Oh, really?
Getting me to confirm where the information's coming from.
Gemini's communication, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And we've got all this stuff in our communication field, which is, yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So this second new moon isn't as intense as the first one because it is not an eclipse. So it should be a little more subtle.
But it is very rare to have two
in the same sign, yes.
In a calendar year.
Yes.
Which did we decided we figured, oh no, it wasn't a new moon. It was
the full moon. When you have two in a calendar month, that's called a blue moon.
Yeah, I know. But remember we were going through it and we were trying to figure out what, if we were missing, and we did, we missed Capricorn. We didn't get Capricorn this year. That's why we have two in Gemini.
Right, because the new moon in Capricorn was in December of last year, and the next one will be, I think, in January of next year. So there's no new moon in Capricorn this year.
Which is unusual, of course, but happens.
Yeah.
Which is why somebody had to have two.
Right.
And great, it was Gemini because
it's Gemini
this year, and we needed that extra little boost.
Yes, the sign of duality, where there's two of everything.
Right. And it's the duality aspect of the two of everything. So I keep getting raccoons coming into my house.
Into your house?
Yeah, eating my cat food.
Oh, interesting.
In fact, I had to have a fight with one of them the other day because he was taking the bag out, trying to get the bag out the window.
Time to close your windows, Lori.
You know it's a good day when.
Yeah.
And you know it's a really good day when you don't have the strength and the raccoon's winning.
Yes. Raccoons represent the masks that we wear.
Ah, yes.
So, you know, it could be an aspect of removing a mask or needing to remove a mask on some level. Mm. All right. See, my problem this year is squirrels.
Yeah, they seem to be a bit of a problem everywhere.
Yeah, they're living in my overhang outside in the soffit.
Okay.
And so now it's like the Indy 500 of squirrels running around the outside of my house. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you hear the echo into the house, right? So it's like I have a squirrel racetrack running around and around and around.
Thing.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
And when I looked up squirrels, it's about hoarding. And I'm like, oh, time to purge. If I purge, will the squirrels go away? So,
yeah, I think it's my own fault for thinking that the raccoons last year, when they were really cute when they were babies, so they're coming in. They're coming in now.
Did you feed them last year?
Someone might have on the deck. Thought it was, again, cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Not so cute when they're coming into the place, right? Because, you know, raccoons are one animal you don't want to have a fight with.
Well, yeah, they, you know, I'm really not afraid of them. They tend to leave very quickly. But, you know, I came home this morning and one was there too. So, we go.
Get out. Yeah,
really? Trying to pull a bag from underneath the cupboard now.
Yes.
Which is not going to happen. Yes. Okay. So, everything's in Gemini. What do we need to do? How do we need to work with that energy within all of us? I guess it's about communication.
It's about communication. So we really, yeah, we need to look at our communication styles. How do we communicate? Now, communication is also listening. It's speaking. It's writing. It's reading. You know, there's all different forms of communication as well as body language. So I think with Jupiter being the experiential planet, going into the sign of Gemini, it's like really be aware of your body language, because I think the body is going to send off more of a message than what we're aware of with Jupiter in Gemini. So, or more and more people are beginning to notice body language, right? It's through your body language that, you know, you kind of send off your unconscious, things that are blocked within your mind. You can send them off to other people to see what's going on in your mind through your body language. So it's about being very aware of how you're communicating, the expressions on your face. What else? You know, how you're moving your hands, because the arms and hands are ruled by the sign of Gemini. In terms of internally, then if people are focusing on the internal organs that are ruled by Gemini, I would look at the lungs. So, you know, you would feel if there's any conflicting energy going on with Jupiter and Gemini in your chart, you may feel it through lung issues, difficulty breathing. We may notice this year more and more people are asthmatic. Okay. It could be allergy induced type of asthma, but the numbers are getting bigger and bigger. What else? So, yeah, just, you know, pay attention to like things that are happening in the news around lung or lung issues or air quality, because that may become more and more important for us.
Right. Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. Although Jupiter is, it could be a good thing, because Jupiter may, well, it may increase people's communications, right?
Yes. Now, it's up to each individual to determine whether or not their communications are effective. Because if you're an ineffective communicator, well, then that's going to be expanded. So it may say, what do you need to learn on a higher level, courses, workshops, that kind of thing, that can help you expand your ability to communicate on a positive level versus a negative level? Because if you're not communicating effectively, then it's going to open up into larger ineffective communications so that you can notice that there's something that you need to do differently in order to flip it into what's beneficial for you.
All right. Well, we're going to go to our first break.
Okay.
You are listening with Laura Houston from Intuitive Soul, Nancy Aruda from Universal Sky. If you're just joining us and wondering where Jean is, Jean will be back with us on June 25th. So she will be back in the country on June 25th and back online with us. But you can go to her website, jeanadrian.com. And if you have any questions, Nancy is an astrologer. I'm doing intuitive reading. So we both will connect in with you and double team to offer you a reading. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. Just be really clear on the instant feedback as to what it is that you're wanting to know. The clearer you are, the better we can assist you. And please add in your date of birth because Nancy can connect better in with your energy to assist you with that. All right, you're listening to Voices of Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com, and Psychic Radio, psychiconair.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family. An open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Laura Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
You have questions. We have answers. Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, join Reverend Linda Newman and Tom Force for Answers. Join Linda and Tom for fun, uplifting, and empowering conversation. And, of course, Answers. At 8 p.m. Eastern Time, it's the Zoe Moon Astrology Show. Zoe will be bringing her unique perspective on the cosmos and its effects on you. Get a jump on your weekend and insight into the important transits by sign as Zoe shares what to expect up ahead. Life by number is where the numbers really add up. Love, money, health, move. Master numerologist Celeste reads your numbers and the vibrations they represent on the earthly level, sometimes beyond. Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in early. The lines are hot. 248-545-7685. Instant feedback at newskyradio.com. New Sky Radio. newskyradio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. Powered by CBS, Yahoo, and radio.com.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Call now 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Voices of Soul. Typically, it is Laura Houston and Jean Adrian. However, Jean will be joining us again on June 25th. And Today, we have Nancy Arruda, who is from UniversalSky.com. Nancy is my in-house astrologer, and I always love her. She's also with me on Wednesdays, every first and third Wednesday of the month. So if you like what she's doing, join us on Wednesdays as well. And, right, so we have been sort of talking about all the things that are happening in Gemini. And if you have a question, we are here to take your calls. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on Instant Feedback and send us a message. Just be really clear about what you want. And because Nancy's here, send us your date of birth. All right, so we do have an Instant Feedback from Lindy. She's 31, wanting to become pregnant with baby number 2. Second month in trying, only second month, and was hoping that this month, but trying so hard not to get my hopes up if it doesn't happen. Do you have any insight? All right, so we have her date of birth, and do you want to start, Nancy, or do you want me to start?
Sure, I can start. And the energy that I get around this is let go, okay, which means like kind of like this let go, let God energy, for lack of a better word, and just allow the process to happen naturally. If you try to control it too much, you're actually limiting the possibility of it happening. And so that's what I wanted to say. You go, Lori.
That's it.
I don't want to steal Sophie's information.
That's right. You're funny. You know what, Lindy? I'm getting that you're definitely going to get pregnant, but I also get that it may not happen right away. And I think Nancy, we were discussing that over break. You also believe the same thing. I think definitely let go. You're one, like you said, you're only in your second month of trying. Just don't even like stop making it. Stop making it about, you know, trying. Just allow things to happen. But I kind of get that it might not be for a little while. So just enjoy what you're doing and having fun, and maybe stop worrying about the when and the where's, because it's going to happen. But things are hung up a little bit. And I think when we looked into your chart, what was it that Saturn's in Libra?
Saturn's in Libra. She has completed her Saturn return. So, but Saturn is in Libra until, I believe, end of September, beginning of October. So I will confirm that a little later. Yeah. So Saturn is still in the sign of Libra, which is also her natal Saturn.
Right.
So that little bit of energy there. It's a residue. It's not by any means her Saturn return anymore. It's done.
It could be what it could be holding it up. It just, you know, just have fun.
Yeah.
Don't see this as a job. See this as like your opportunity to connect with your spouse and enjoy and have, you know, having fun.
Yes, I agree. I agree. So like I'm being pulled towards the end of the year, either when the sun's in Scorpio or Sagittarius, if she has the ability to let go. Okay, yeah. Of wanting the desire very, very strongly. I'm not saying give up the desire, just give up control on when it's going to manifest, right? And if she can't give up by the end, then it could even fall into next year.
Right.
So it's all depending on when you can let go of the strength of that desire. And I'll explain that when we have a desire, if we are so focused on it, that we're not open to any outside opportunities or ways of creating that desire. So we're very focused on the goal and it's just about the goal. Then what we do is we actually set up this energetic block from it manifesting.
Yeah.
So we're actually like putting up a wall to attaining that desire. And that's where that energy of let go, let God comes in. So kind of like believe and have faith and trust that it is going to happen. Just don't be attached to how or the timeline.
Right. And there's no reason why it won't happen. It's just like, you're trying to control it. Just let go of trying to control.
Yeah. It's going to happen when it's meant to happen, so to speak. So yes, you know, continue on the physical act, infuse fun into that, because that kind of opens up that energy. It opens up to saying, I'm making the space, but I'm not trying to control the space, right? So when we do anything with love, and fun, it's easier for us to attract that energy.
Yeah. Because, you know, it really should be about fun. Yes, of course, baby is, you're going to. But this, you know, this insistent on when and stuff, it's actually making it more difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really, really difficult when you are trying to have a child and, you know, that time of the month comes when you're on your cycle, and it's almost like you go through the sense of loss when your cycle happens, right? So, you know, a really good way around that is, yeah, if you have emotion around it, release the emotion, but just say, okay, divine timing. It's not meant to be right now.
Yeah.
Let's keep trying, right? So, like, try and flip it out of that negative, oh, it didn't happen, it's not going to happen. Because if you set your mind there, again, you're putting up blocks to attracting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say women that have infertility, but if this is only your second month trying, that is, are we going on break? I'm not sure what that was. I'm not even sure if that was necessarily live, but oops. Okay, so, yeah. So maybe that was where we needed to end with that one, but it's all right. Okay, so we're here. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And, okay, so we were the only ones at hearing it, and we were pausing because it was very loud in our ears. So I apologize for that. But we had something going on that was very loud in our ears, and we weren't sure whether it was live or not.
Yeah.
All right. So you are listening to Voices of Soul. And today I have Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky. Again, we are here. And if you have some questions, so we're going to talk a little bit more, I guess, about what else is coming up for this year. We just had the two solar eclipses, and we also just had a Venus transit, which also is very, very big, right? So we've got like all of these things that have been going on, and I do know that even you say, Nancy, that like the second half of the year is probably going to be a little lighter.
Yes, yes. The second of, you know, we're setting that intention for sure.
Yeah.
I did confirm the date. Saturn goes into the sign of Scorpio on October the 5th.
Okay.
So there will be a shift in energy then. Scorpio is a pretty intense energy. However, this is about blocking and limiting intense energy. So let's hope that that intensity is somewhat diluted
by
October the 5th.
It's finally out of the house of relationships, because that's what everybody's been dealing with for the last 2 years, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's moving into the sign of transformation. Which means society needs to transform on some level.
Right.
And we're seeing transformation happen in all levels of government here in Canada anyways, on some level, right? So, and transformation is continual. It's everything's always changing. And I think that society really needs to get up to those changes and start implementing the changes that need to happen at a faster level.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully it will be, you know, a time for a lot of people to sort of start really getting into their transformation. Because I know a lot of people have been playing around with it for a long time. And I think maybe this will be the time that we sort of really, you know, make or break sort of thing.
Yes.
Because as it gets closer to the end of the year and everything that's going on. But yeah, but I think just having it out of the house of relationships will be... would be really good for us.
I think so too.
Yes.
It's been a long haul.
Yeah. I don't have Scorpio in a very, I mean, I know I have it, but I don't have it in anything that's a major importance on my chart, I don't think. So thankfully somewhere. Anyway. All right. So we're going to go to our next break. You're listening to Voices of Soul. Jean Adrian is usually my co-host, and she will be back on June 25th. Today we have Nancy Aruda from Universal Sky, And if you have any questions, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. But because we have Nancy today, just give us your date of birth. That will help Nancy connect in with your energy. You're listening to Voices of Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The stars lean down to kiss you.
Call out 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Voices of Soul. And typically on Voices of Soul, it is Gene Adrian and Lori Houston. Gene, though, will not be back until the 25th of June. So you have Lori Houston. And today we have Nancy Ruta, who is my in-house astrologer and who joins me on my show every Wednesday from 1 to 2, Intuitive Soul, on every first and third Wednesday of the month. So if you're going to call us, and I know a lot of people have a lot of questions, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. Give us your date of birth because Nancy's here and that allows her to connect in with you. Yeah, so we look forward to connecting with you. We do have another instant feedback from Ryan, who is from Ohio and is wondering about when he will find a long-term relationship and hopefully settle down, which we were sort of looking at that, you know, as a Sag, Ryan, you know, not a lot of males actually want to do that.
No, but it does happen.
Well, of course.
It does happen.
We hope.
Yes. And I'm getting and as I look at your planets, because I did look up birthday, I do get that you have a very strong desire to have a family.
Oh.
And it's to connect with children or that playful attitude. So I want to say that you are very playful yourself. You like to have fun. You like to go out and experience things. There's a part of you that does not like to be tied down, however. So ensure that with whoever it is that you do attract, that you make that known, that you like to have your own sense of independence and freedom. And in exchange for that independence and freedom, you're also going to allow your partner to have the same independence and freedom, which means like no arguments if you know, they want to go out and have fun with their friends. And when I say independence and freedom, I don't mean like fooling around or that type of thing, unless that's in your natural spectrum. I mean more like you want to go hang out with the guys. You can go hang out with the guys, let your partner hang out with the girls. Because I would see that may be one area where there may be some difficulty. If you're going to attract the opposite polarity, which would be somebody who wants to hold on to you very tightly instead of allow you that little bit of independence and freedom that you so desire at a heart level.
Right. I'm going to say that the important thing I caught from everything that you were saying, and everything was important, Nancy, but, you know, the fun aspect, make sure that you can have fun with this person. What I'm getting is that because of your strong desire to have a connection, and I'm not quite sure what your family situation was like, but there's an aspect of you that's almost, you know, too ready to have a relationship. And so that, you know, kind of throws off some, you know, signals to me that, you know, one, you're trying to, you're trying too hard. Like you're trying to control the situation. You're wanting to bring in a relationship, even though there's this aspect of you that likes your own freedom and this fun aspect. It's like you're almost going to try and be someone that you're not.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to say, you know, like be really, really clear about that. And be really clear that, you know, you both want to have the same thing. Because like Nancy said, you know, often we attract our opposite. And, you know, you're still quite young, so you've probably attracted those already. And I'm going to say there may have been some of that in your parental relationship. So you don't want to be smothered. You want somebody who's going to be a lot of fun. And so I'm getting a big yes. You will get what you want. Just be really clear about what you want and, you know, follow your intuition. Allow that to be. Just don't allow the past and some of the past's experiences that you've had. And I think Nancy sort of nailed it when she said, you know, you've been just the whole control thing and, you know, making sure that it's about fun. So just be, you know, really clear about what it is that you're wanting in a relationship, not just that you want to be in a relationship. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. You're also coming up to your Saturn return.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which can be around relationship and the restrictions imposed upon one within a relationship. It could be that, or it could be a change of career if that was something else that he was looking for. So it could go either way. It all depends on, you know, what area of life he learns the lesson through.
Right.
So
yeah. So let us know, Ryan. But yeah, just sort of be, you know, open and playful and enjoy yourself instead of, you know, worrying too much about it. You're still young. You got lots to work through and,
yeah, so I think to make it really clear, it's be yourself as well. Don't be who you think they want you to be.
Because that will mess you up in the end.
Huge. Just be you, right? And look for somebody who's accepting of that aspect of you and not trying to change you either. Because that doesn't work. It just doesn't work. We cannot change individuals. Individuals must choose to change themselves.
Right.
So, and quite often when people do go into a relationship, they're looking to make those changes. So as we were talking during the break, we thought, okay, what else does Jupiter and Gemini represent? And one thing is, you know, learn to do the opposite of what you normally do. So if you want to bring change into your life, on any level of being, it's because, like, with Jupiter's about experience, Gemini's around communication, but really look at how you communicate with yourself and ask yourself, how can I change that? So in your experiential life, if this summer, like, if you're typically not the type of person to go outdoors and do any outdoor activities, then ask yourself, what one outdoor activity can I do to try and increase that level of change and that level of experience in my life? So if you're, you know, if you don't normally ride a bike, consider riding a bike or going for walks out in the sunshine or on the beach, or, you know, just really change up your experience and start doing things that you don't normally do. Now, I'm not saying go crazy, because some people will, right, with this all or nothing Jupiter energy. And so I'm not saying, you know, go bungee jumping if that's out of your spectrum, right? But maybe go for a bike ride. Okay, so, like, try and keep it moderate. Jupiter will want us to go to the extreme. I'm going to say moderate the extreme, because you never know when the universe is going to throw you an awakening message. So we don't want to, you know, open up opportunities for very large awakenings, i.e. bungee jumping.
Unless you're really into bungee jumping. There's some people that aren't, Ants.
Yeah, if it's something you've always wanted to try and you've never tried it, then yeah, sure, give it a try. But
just maybe not the naked one, because that's just not pretty.
Maybe if you're in your 20s, it's okay. But I'm thinking if you're in your 40s or 50s, it may not be as pretty.
But, you know, I'm not sure it's pretty at any time, but okay. You know, what I think about, you know, when I hear this stuff is, you know, we're always wanting change in our life. We want all of these things in our life to change. We're, you know, we're unhappy with this, we're unhappy with that. And, you know, the definition of insanity is when you keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result.
Yes.
So this is our opportunity, you know, when Jupiter shifts, is our opportunity. Start looking at, you know, making changes. And you know, if you want to make a change, you know, this is probably a good time to sort of play around with that, especially in the summer, you know, to just sort of see how that changes up your energy. It's amazing. Like recently, we've been getting a lot of people that are wanting relationships. And, you know, a couple of the times I've gotten, you know, you really need to go on vacation. Because it shifts up your energy so that you can, I guess, have a different way of desiring the relationship instead of it from this, you know, kind of desperate, or, you know, we get caught up in our wantings. And so, you know, this is a good opportunity to sort of play around with change in your life. Yeah. All right, looks like we're going to go on our next break. We've got a couple of instant feedback, although we did get a response from Lindy, and she wanted to say thank you. I can't believe only 2 months and how much I've been obsessing. Yeah, I don't know why we picked up on that, but we really did. You both are so right. I'm going to take your advice and live and have fun with it. Awesome, Lindy. That's
good.
What we're here.
Yes.
All right, so if you have questions, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or come in on instant feedback. And because I have Nancy Ruta here today, she's from Universal Sky, and she is my in-house astrologer, add in your date of birth. It helps her to connect in with your energy. You're listening to Voices of Soul, and you have Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul, and our regular co-host, Jean Adrian, will be back on June 25th. So you're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
You have questions. We have answers. Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, join Reverend Linda Newman and Tom Force for Answers. Join Linda and Tom for fun, uplifting, and empowering conversation. And, of course, Answers. At 8 p.m. Eastern Time, it's the Zoe Moon Astrology Show. Zoe will be bringing her unique perspective on the cosmos and its effects on you. Get a jump on your weekend and insight into the important transits by sign as Zoe shares what to expect up ahead. Life by number is where the numbers really add up. love, money, health, move. Master numerologist Celeste reads your numbers and the vibrations they represent on the earthly level, sometimes beyond. Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in early. The lines are hot. 248-545-7685. Instant feedback at newskyradio.com. New Sky Radio. newskyradio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. Powered by CBS, Yahoo, and radio.com.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul every weeknight from 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura, and Kira. Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lehrer. Life by Number with Celeste, Laura Lee's Spirit Salon, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually speaking, radio for the soul. Spirit Guide Radio on New Sky Radio. New horizons, no boundaries.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons.
No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The more I see, the less I know.
Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Voices of Soul. And if you've just joined us, Jean Adrian will be back on June 25th. So if you are looking for a clearing from Jean, contact us again on June 25th. You can obviously go to her website, jeanadrian.com, and connect with her there. But today I have Nancy Arruda with us, who is from Universal Sky and is an awesome astrologer. And we always have fun when we talk. So if you have a question, I'm not sure we're going to be able to take another caller, but just in case we do, you can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. All right. So we've been sort of talking about all the different things that are going on. We have an instant feedback from Denny, and she's moved into a group at work with a different boss. So she's a different group, different boss. It's not directly under the group that she's working, but is wondering how we see her work, the team, and her growth. She wants to lead and grow more. Will I grow more here? And how well is her career growing? All right. You want to go, Nance, or do you want me to go
first?
Sure.
When I look at her astrology, or the astrology for the date of birth that was given, there is, you know, strong leadership energy. So the moon in Aries and Mercury in Capricorn, Mars in Aries, Jupiter in Sag, there is that desire to be in a leadership role. It's really at this point around how she can, or how they can create it. Okay. How they can create that role of leadership. And that's where there needs to be more definition. Moving into, in the next couple years, you're going to be facing a Saturn opposite Saturn, which is really about, you know, Saturn typically rules our career and the lessons that we're learning on a practical or physical level. And with this opposition, there's number one, following the rules. Okay. So following the rules that are required at work or within your career. And number two, not I'm getting there's this energy of going against people or going against the project or going against, like, there's that opposition energy coming into play. So it's not about going against in a negative way, but potentially showing people where there's room for improvement in specific areas at work. But it really comes down to how can you create that role of leadership for yourself. So it's not about the role opening up. It's about creating the role. That's how I see it.
Okay, cool. I'm going to say, I don't know a lot about you. I do believe we may have heard from you before. I'm going to say that there's something in the past that has had you feeling very betrayed. And that may be why you have a different group or why it's really important for you to grow. I agree with Nancy about how leadership is very important for you. So I don't know if this is the team or supervisor or area that will allow you to grow where you're wanting to grow. I think the betrayal aspect needs to be looked at. I think you've kind of gotten bored at the work you're doing. I'm not sure that you're even enjoying the work that you're doing right now. So I'm just going to say start looking at what makes you really passionate. And because leadership is part of your chart so heavily, I would look at, you know, how can you create a leadership role for yourself, as Nancy was saying, and, you know, what that would look like. Because I'm not sure you're even in the place that you want to have a leadership role in. So there's something about your career, because you keep asking about it, that there's something about it that you're not happy about or not, maybe not clear in where you can go. And I'm not sure that this is the place that is going to allow you to go where you want to go. So I would start looking at what you're really passionate about and how you can sort of create that within your life. And maybe create it inside instead of outside right away. Like, create what that means for you. What does a leadership mean for you? How do you lead by example? How do you, how you create what you're wanting to create, and start from the inside instead of looking for the validation on the outside, because there's some conflict that's been going on. And because there's this betrayal that I see, that energy sort of is influencing you and influencing why you're wanting to grow, because there's something that you're definitely wanting to avoid. So I just start inside and, really start, allowing the inner Denny to sort of come out and allow that to be the part of you that shines to create what you're wanting to create in your life.
Yeah. Something I noticed while you were talking as well, Jupiter and Sag, Jupiter's just moved, like natally, she has Jupiter and Sag. Jupiter's just moved into Gemini, another opposing energy. And because of your natal Saturn in Taurus, which this is a Taurus year, this is a year of foundation and building on foundation, which is also what Saturn in Taurus is telling us. And now with the Jupiter opposite Jupiter influence that's coming up, it could be part of the foundation that you need to look at expanding on is your academic knowledge in terms of applying leadership. So if there's any leadership courses that you could take that would give you the ability to say, okay, yes, I can be a manager, or I can be in charge of a group, or like whatever courses are required, that might be something that you need to look at before you can step into that leadership role.
Right. Yeah, I got that education would be something as well.
Yeah.
But I got that.
Yeah, and it jumped out when you were speaking to me, and I'm like, ooh, going back to school, education, And it's adding to the, the foundation that you want to create or build upon.
Yeah.
So, take a look at your academic background and see where you can improve or expand as well.
Yeah. And it's never too late to do what you want, to change, nope, to create new things.
No. It can be tight in terms of scheduling. So
right.
It doesn't necessarily mean that if you decide to go back to school, I'm not saying quit the job. You may need to take courses as you're continuing to work at this job. But, you know, take courses that are in alignment with where you desire to move into, like the roles that you desire to move into.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, you know, nothing saying it's easy unless you want it to be.
So, yeah, so this summer, so Nancy's with me every first and third Wednesday of the month, which means, Nancy, you're back with me next Wednesday, so the 20th of June. So if you like the work we're doing, join us again on next Wednesday, so the 20th of June. And, you know, we can talk about the summer, and maybe I know that we're going to talk about some of this again on the next week that you're on, just because it's been kind of, it's kind of important as to all the energy that's going on. But just, I guess, you know, enjoy the summer, because I think, you know, whenever Jupiter changes, just like when Saturn changes, you know, we kind of get this fresh break and fresh change. So it's kind of an opportunity to make some of those changes that you're wanting to make.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, you know, take a couple days to think about what changes you would like to make and then what changes you can make. What's practical for you to make in terms of change. And again, I'm not talking about all or nothing here. Just do something different.
Yeah. And would it matter as to, is it because it's in Gemini that you should be looking at communication and what Gemini does, or does it matter where it is in your chart that you should be looking at, you know, having a reading done to know how to make the most of the energies that are going on around you?
Yeah, to simplify, in Gemini, communication, short distance travel, long distance travel is Jupiter, education, information, knowledge. Mm-hmm. Those are the Jupiter Gemini vibrations. Okay. Cool. If we look at your chart independently, then I can give you the area of life that that falls into. So whether it's about you personally, your foundation, your work environment, your career life, your relationships, you know, your spiritual dynamic, you know, even with Jupiter going into Gemini, there's that wanting to experience something different on a spiritual level. Mm-hmm. So, you know, meditate. If you've never meditated before, start meditating, start going into your creative mind. 'Cause that would fall under that vibration as well. So if mm-hmm. you look to the house placement, you can pull in more energies and be a little bit more specific in where you need to, you know, make those changes within your communication style.
All right. It's time to wrap. But if any of this connects with you, connect with Nancy at universalsky.com. All right. So it's been great connecting with you. We will be back next Monday. I think next Monday I have David Watson with me. All right, so you've been listening to Voices of Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul, and Jean Adrian will be back on the 25th at jeanadrian.com. And you're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.